Hi everyone, I'm Lucilla Lewis, independent consultant, managing director of my consulting firm, and also of Ronnie's Wellness Retreat, a community slash ecotourism project in Sucre, Dominica. Today I'm going to share some thoughts on the topic monitoring impacts of tourism, challenges faced by small island developing states in the Caribbean. And I will start by looking at three questions. First, what are the components of a monitoring framework? Secondly, why is monitoring of impacts necessary for tourism projects or any project? And what are monitoring best practices? Components of a monitoring framework. Clearly, everyone from the CVs and the profiles I read realizes that a monitoring framework must start with goal setting. What are your long-term goals? What are your objectives? And when I use these words as we do the course, I would like people to be careful with the terms that are used and the definitions. Yeah, in this case, we're talking of the long-term objectives as the goals and the specific direct goals, the short-term goals as objectives. So you need to start with that. Then you need to know what is your implementation framework. If you're going to monitor, you need to have the time intervals that you're looking at and when is end period in terms of your evaluation. You need to know what your indicators are, what it is you're going to measure to determine that you're making progress. Having decided your indicators, if they're output indicators, you need to know what is the value and what is the quantum of that indicator at point T. So that is your baseline. And you set your targets for point T plus one, which is how will I move from the quantity of that indicator at time t to time t plus one. This is your target, yeah? And that is why you monitor. You decide on your indicator, what you're going to measure. You determine what is the baseline of that indicator, value of that indicator. You set your target, and then you come back and see, how did I do? Did I go on? Was progress okay, or the slippages, or the outstanding performances that we could learn from? That is the reason you have to set those measures. Then you need to think of the resource implications, yeah? Because you could have the best indicators, and if the agencies involved in implementing and collecting them do not have the capacity or the budget to be able to collect those indicators, you cannot measure. You cannot measure with correct information at the end of the period. Who's responsible? If you did not determine who is going to be responsible at the end of the period, you may have the blame game. Everybody saying this one should have done and that one should have done. So your framework must specify who is going to be responsible for collecting this information. And of course, you must have a status comment. So you're monitoring, you need to, at the end of the period, at the end of the, you have intervals before you get to point T plus one, how am I going? So you need to have a status column always in that framework. What is the result? Is it below or above target? And what needs to be done? Which is the question that will be answered by your evaluation. Okay, so you must have those basic points in your evaluation framework. Why is all of this work important? Because collecting indicators can be very time consuming and can be costly. Because if you have a strategy, you have set long-term objectives, which are your goals. You don't want to wait until at the end of the five-year period to realize you did not achieve. You want to be monitoring progress so you can get signals that corrective action is required. And that is why it is important to be monitoring. Also, your status column, as you go along, at the end of the period, if you review the status reports all along, you're able to determine why you had slippages, why you performed on target, or why you had outstanding performance. And there are lessons to be learned and information for determining update of your strategy, tweaking of your strategy, or the next planning for your next strategic plan. It also involves and requires involvement of stakeholders, because no one person can do that monitoring. So you have to bring from the design, especially in determining your indicators. You bring in your stakeholders and everybody becomes happy with the information that is generated from the program to inform planning for the way forward. And importantly, as I said earlier, you cannot measure what you cannot discuss what you cannot measure. So more and more countries, small island developing states, are realizing that monitoring frameworks are very necessary for just about every project that is being implemented, especially now donor agencies are asking for that, because we can get carried away with just monitoring results, activity implementation, rather than the results of activity implementation, which is what we are all after. Best practices, it's always better to start small. Don't get ambitious with 5 pages of indicators, and you know you don't have the resources to cover all of that. And your stakeholders will not be impressed at the end of the period. Your report doesn't say too much because you did not have the resources to collect the data. Whereas if you could report on the few indicators and that are relevant, you start building confidence of stakeholders in the system. Yeah? So that is very important. Your indicators also should always select those that give you indications on processes, outputs, and impacts. So you are able to do an evaluation of the various stages of implementation of your project, of your strategy. Yeah? The results only are very good, but if you do some process implementation indicators, they're already helping you explain why the type of results that you had. So those are all very important. In the interest of time, I will just skip to the third area, which is the region's experiences with monitoring and implementation of tourism projects. In the Caribbean, small island states in the Caribbean, we have seen implementation has been monitoring has been mostly the arrival numbers, expenditure by tourists, and those economic impact variables. But even with the economic impact variables, we see some gaps because of data challenge issues, the resource implications of collecting some of these indicators. However, there are some of those. But as we go to the socio-cultural environmental impacts, the success stories are not many. For one reason, the emphasis, people were preoccupied earlier on globally with the economic impacts, and a lot of investments have gone into attempting to monitor those. However, more and more you see efforts around the SDG compilation, etc. Environmental impact assessments are more required now than in the past. However, the monitoring frameworks to generate the results in those areas are still way, way behind, and there's a lot of work to be done in that area.